WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Maz Cohen. Today we are talking about comedian and social satirist Lenny Bruce. Later on the show, we'll continue our interview with Robert Wydy, whose documentary, Lenny Bruce, Swear to Tell the Truth, is showing on HBO this month. Wydy said the key to understanding Lenny was knowing his mother. Sally Marr, a single mom and a comedian who worked clubs and burlesque joints, introduced her only child to showbiz. She died in 1997 at the age of 90. In 1989, radio producer Larry Josephson interviewed Sally Marr in her apartment for his documentary, Lenny Bruce Remembered. It was featured on Josephson's weekly program, Modern Times. Here's an excerpt of their conversation.
How did Lenny go from doing pretty much the same kind of impressions that other comics were doing to someone who really skewered and challenged society? He was called a sick comic. He was called an angry comic. To me, he seems like a very sweet man.
Yeah.
Well, so I think he got that from you.
Am I sweet?
Yeah.
Lenny's very easygoing, good-natured, never got excited, never got angry. Didn't like anger, didn't like people who were angry. He'd always run away from people who were angry. He always wanted to see things nice. Now, when he hung around New York and he did a few shows, the agents always wanted him to do his impressions, and he would tell jokes. So he went up to Montreal to work, and I didn't know that he was taking my material and doing it up there, because when I went up there, I said to the guy, the man said to me, hey, listen, he said, there was a fella here last week, Lenny Bruce, and he did all this material. Oh, I said, don't worry, I'll take care of him. So I went home. I said, Lenny, I said, you're doing my material all over the place. I said, you can't do that. Nothing to do with me. I said, it's you. I said, if you are going to do this, I said, try to create like I do. He said, well, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. He said, I don't know. I said, look, are there a lot of things you don't like? Say it. Do it. Don't tell it like it should be. Tell it like it is. And when you tell it like it is, people won't like it. I said, I have those problems. At that time, I was doing mothers taking their children to dancing school. And the mothers who come in and said, oh, meet my daughter, isn't she wonderful? Well, at $5 a lesson, stop the music, I'll dance myself. And I made fun of everybody. Move back there, you'll be more comfortable. And all it was observations of what was going on in the world. Now, I grew up making fun of people as a child. And people used to laugh all the time. But nobody said, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Well, I didn't have much competition. I went to the third grade, so I didn't know what it is to take a test or...
Lenny went to the eighth grade, right?
Yeah, we're both highly educated people with opinions, right?
You lived alone with Lenny, right? You had divorced his father.
Well, his father wanted to marry a babysitter. And he did me a big favor. Yeah, Lenny was about seven.
And Lenny was attached to his father?
No, his father really didn't like him at all. But he was afraid, I don't know, he was looking for his approval. I think all boys would do that. But I had a wonderful friend, and that was my mother-in-law. But the rest of the family was snobby, and Lenny never got to meet any of his cousins, you know. Well, he wasn't part of any family, Lenny. He was part of my family, you know, but he not part of theirs. But Lenny had a good time with his mother. He took all my friends. I never had any... his friends were my friends. It was a very unusual relationship.
Yeah, most Jewish boys I know, including this one, are trying to put distance between themselves and their mothers. You know, it's like too much. And it's very unusual for you and Lenny to be so tight.
Don't you know? Because he had such freedom. But so free, you have no idea. There's nobody in this world that have had that kind of a mother. The freedom.
Were you able to talk to him about sex in your household when he was like a teenager? Was it like free? Did you have men visiting you when
he didn't.
There?
No. If I had a boyfriend, they never stayed overnight. And it was always like, took me out. You know what I mean? But there was no hanging out and hanging around. And Lenny once wrote in a book, he said, I never saw my mother in bed with anybody but my father. And it took me years to catch on to that, because I guess a lot of mothers, a lot of kids, he said, I never had uncles. No, I'll tell you, when he was 11 years old, I took him to burlesque. And from what I understand, that was very weird or unusual in the 30s, right? So I'm going into the burlesque theater, and the guy said, where are you going? You can't take that kid. I said, why? Well, he said, it's dirty. I said, what are you doing? Well, why are you working here if it's dirty? Anyway, when we went in and sat down, Lenny was going on 12, I said, aren't those women beautiful? That's where he got, I don't know if you ever listened to his routines when he talked about women's breasts. If it's beautiful, it's bad. If it's maimed, you can look at it. And I was the one at that time, and he never forgot. I said, you know, I want to hear something about people, Lenny. I said, if that woman was in an accident, they'd say, oh, you poor thing, and everybody would try to help her, and they wouldn't even notice her bust. That's the kind of an observer I was. I said, but the fact that they're gorgeous and they're beautiful and they could possibly excite somebody, it's bad. But he said, why? I said, I wish I knew. I said, you don't see me talking to you and telling you it's bad and it's dirty. Did I ever tell you that? He said, oh, no, Mom. When Lenny joined the Navy, he wrote me a letter. He said, why do I know more than anybody else about everything, Ma? Especially about sex and gay people. He was brought up in a gay boarding house. I brought him up in a gay boarding house. And when a woman says to me, well, what are you doing? She said, don't you realize those people are queer where you live? I says, but I don't know what that means. So she says, well, that means he could grow up to be a queer. Oh, I said, no problem. I said, I was always a skinny kid. I said, I got dresses size 6, 7. If he stays slim, I said, he can wear them. I always resented people that talked to me that way. You know, or how come you're talking to those black people? See, Lenny was brought up different than any other child.
How did he feel about his Jewishness?
Oh, he loved the idea of being Jewish. That's why he wrote Ridges Incorporated. Because I was really against it. I was really against the Jewishness, because I was brought up in an extremely Jewish home. And for some reason, I thought that he should be bar mitzvah, because I loved my father. My father passed away, and I thought, if my father were alive, he would like to have seen his grandson bar mitzvah. That was running through my head. So I took him to this shul. And I told the man, I said, I don't have any money. I said, I'm working as a housekeeper for some people. I said, how much does it cost? He said, $250. I said, well, I don't have that kind of money. He said, well, if you don't have that kind of money, what can I tell you? If you don't have the money, there's no bar mitzvah. And I really laid it on to Lenny. I said, if you ever grow up and you ever think there's a religion, that's the only thing I ever told you, Lenny. I never butt into your life. I want you to be a free thinker. I don't want you to be influenced by anybody but yourself. I said, I have to tell you something about religion. It could be bought. If I had $250, I could have bought you a bar mitzvah. But he's the one that wanted it, because a friend of his, some kid he knew, had a party. And he liked the idea of all the presents and everything. And Lenny never had a birthday party. Too busy going from one house to another. And that's how it started.
250 is probably like 10,000 now, right?
Yeah. And that was depression. But that's what really started Lenny's thinking. I think everything that happened in Lenny's very, very young life, because you can't write about anything that you don't know anything about. It's impossible. That's why you give a comedian material. He can't be a comedian. A comedian is a comedian. He views things differently. He is different than the average person.
Sally Marr, Lenny Bruce's mother, speaking with Larry Josephson in an excerpt from his 1989 radio documentary, Lenny Bruce Remembered. This is Fresh Air.